الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes or keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this week's Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic is being truthful. And we know basically what that means. We know when a person lies to us, how you feel when they lie, or you catch them in a lie. Sometimes for many of us, a lie feels good. Once you get away with one lie, then more than likely you tell another lie to get away with something, and then another lie to get away with something. As long as you keep getting away, you more than likely you will keep telling a lie. But above a lie is the truth, and being truthful is very, very important, particularly in the faith of Islam. Truthfulness is a very important thing. It was related by one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. He mentioned, it is obligatory for you to tell the truth, for the truth leads to virtue, and virtue leads to paradise. And a man who continues to speak the truth and endeavors to tell the truth is eventually recorded as truthful with Allah. And beware of telling a lie, for lying or telling a lie leads to obscenity leads to hellfire. And the person who keeps telling lies and endeavors to tell a lie is recorded as a liar with Allah. So you see here, lying is not welcome in Islam. No one wants to be recorded once a person lies and lies and lies, then Allah records that person down. As long as they endeavor to lie, they put them down as a liar, kadhab. A person who lies all the time, and none of us want to be that person. And if you are a person that lies a lot, every time you open your mouth, you lie. Sometimes you can't remember the last lie you told. So what do? This is the general you. You make up another lie. And this is what normally happens to people when they lie and lie and lie. Telling the truth is consistent. I could tell the truth today, and it has to be years from now, I could tell you the same truth, because the truth is the truth. But for a lie, if I don't remember a lie I said years ago, that I had to tell you a new lie and hope that you will be convinced or you believe on what I'm saying. And a person will lie so much sometimes that they're not trustworthy. You can't trust them with anything or to give them anything. Or you don't know if they're lying or telling the truth. Sometimes when they tell the truth, you think they're lying. And then sometimes when they're lying, you may think that they're telling the truth. So just be truthful all the time. If a person believes you or not, that's out of your control. All you can do is tell the truth, and you pray that the person would believe you or will believe you or what you are saying. So let me move on. Also, it was related by Abdullah, the son of Mas'ud. He narrated that a messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, he said, Abide by truthfulness, for indeed truthfulness leads to righteousness, and indeed righteousness leads to paradise. And a man continues telling the truth and trying hard to tell the truth until he is recorded with the law as a truthful person. Refrain from falsehood, for indeed falsehood leads to wickedness, and wickedness leads to the fire. A slave of Allah, meaning a servant of Allah, continues lying and trying to lie until he recorded again as a liar, as I mentioned before. So I want to stray away from being a liar. We want to be amongst the righteous, because righteousness, it leads to what? And telling the truth leads to what? It leads to paradise. And I explained to you all before about what paradise is. And a person who is a liar or telling falsehood and wickedness, and wickedness leads to the fire. I explained in my previous episode about the hellfire and what happens in the hellfire and basically how it looks. And so you always could look at that later on and find out more about the hellfire and paradise by listening to one of my previous episodes. Just going to the nearest place, a Muslim place of worship, and ask the leadership there. Tell me about paradise. Tell me about hell. Tell me about being a liar. You're going to ask the leadership there, and prayerfully they will be able to clear that up for you and tell you what it means to be a liar and how important truthfulness is to the Muslim. So let me move on, my beautiful students. It was also narrated by Ibn Abbas, or the son of Abbas. And he mentioned this one thing. And he said, whenever the Prophet offered a night prayer, meaning the Hajj prayer, he used to say, "Oh Allah, the praise are for you, and you are the light of heavens and earth. And all the praise are for you, and you are the keeper of the heavens and the earth. All the praises are for you. You are the Lord of the heavens and the earth and whatever is therein. You are the truth, and your promise is true, and your speech is true, and meeting you is true, and the paradise is true, and hellfire is true, or it's the truth, and all the prophets are the truth, and the hour is true. Oh Allah, I surrender to you, and believe in you, and depend on you, and repent to you, and in your cause I fight, and with your orders I rule. So please forgive me my past and future sins, and those sins which I did in secret and in public. It is you whom I worship. None has the right to be worshipped except you." So this is a beautiful dua, a beautiful supplication that the Prophet made, and when he did it, the Hajj prayer. The Hajj is T-A-H-A-J-J-U-D. That's the prayer we make in the nighttime, like the middle of the night. Everyone else is asleep, and then you get up and you make the Hajj prayer, where Allah comes down to the lower heavens and he asks who's up. He was asking of me, and I would give to them. So this is a beautiful time to worship your Lord and to say to your Lord and ask your Lord for what you want and what you need and what you desire. And so Allah says to whoever is around him, he says, so-and-so, he's asking, has he seen me? Does he know about me? But yet he asks for me. He believes in me. And he's asking, and I will give to him and answer his prayer. So what do you have to lose? You get up, you make the prayer, or you make it your intention to get up. And you get up and you make the prayer and the supplication to Allah and ask Allah for the various things that you believe in him, that he's true, paradise is true, heaven, that the heaven's true, the earth is true, and all these things that I mentioned is a particular supplication. And you can always go back and and listen to this particular episode again if you missed the first time I read the particular dua or particular supplication that the prophet made at that time of the Tahajjud prayer, of the morning prayer, early morning prayer, and that he made this prayer and he asked Allah, he acknowledged Allah, the truthfulness of Allah, and that every aspect of Allah is true. And so I just wanted to mention that to my students on this particular thing about you getting up in the middle of the night and saying these things and asking these things of Allah and mentioning the truth of Allah. It is also mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and it says, avoid falsehood, for falsehood leads to wickedness, and wickedness to hell. And if a man continues to speak falsehood and make falsehood his object, he will be recorded in Allah's presence as a great liar. And adhere to the truth, for truth leads to good deeds, and good deeds lead to paradise. If a man continues to speak the truth and makes truth his object, he will be recorded in Allah's presence as eminently truthful. And so I just wanted to mention these few things to you all, particularly to falsehood and what it leads to, wickedness, what it leads to, and then, of course, good deeds and what good deeds lead to, and telling the truth and make it at the object, your focus of telling the truth and what it leads to. And so, my beautiful students, if you're one of the ones that you just lie, that's your way, change. You can change. Don't let Shaitan convince you that you can't change. You're where you are, and that's it. Too bad for you, because you're not, because Allah is not going to forgive you. And so that's not true. Allah forgives everything but shirk, which is associating partners with Allah. And if you stop doing that, ask Allah's forgiveness from that, then Allah forgives you. But the thing is that you're committing shirk after shirk and saying that this thing has power over Allah. I worship this thing over Allah. Then you have to, so this kind of thing you have to back away from. This is not truthful. This is not good for you. And Allah may not even hear you or want to hear anything that you say. But ask Allah to make you stronger in that area of committing the shirk and associating partners with Allah. And that what comes out your mouth is being truthful. I know some people are not going to like it. They're not going to like you because you're telling the truth. Some people don't like to hear the truth. And something I do understand, you have to filter yourself. Don't say everything that's on your mind. So you have to sometimes filter yourself and be careful what you say. And sometimes it's better to remain silent than to speak. And so sometimes you can just remain silent. Then open your mouth and you speak and you say things gonna be hurtful to a person. So sometimes it's better just to be silent. If you can't say anything good, then to be silent. But don't let every time you open your mouth, you lie. You can almost see the person trying to come up with a new lie while you're standing there asking them a question or trying to figure something out in their head or how they're going to answer this question that you ask. We just tell them the truth from the beginning. It's easier thing to do. So let me continue, my students. And basically, I want to also encourage you. And it said, adhere, you people, to truth. And the truth leads to good deeds, and good deeds lead to paradise. And if a man continues to speak the truth and makes truth his object, he will be recorded as truthful before Allah. And avoid, you people, falsehood, for falsehood leads to wickedness, and wickedness leads to hell. And if a man continues to speak falsehood and makes falsehood his object, he will be recorded as a liar before Allah. So again, adhere to the truth. Stay away from falsehood. Start now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Start now. When you start opening your mouth and telling the truth, then perhaps Allah will bless you with more things because you're a truth teller. You're telling the truth to the people. When I presented to you about Islam, as far as I understand it, from what I've learned over the years as a student of knowledge, is that This is the truth of what I'm saying about Islam. And it may vary. Not the truth may vary or alternative truth. That's not what I'm saying. Well, what I'm saying is some scholars may understand what I'm saying differently. And so they may present it differently. And that's okay. And even for me, what I'm saying to you, if what I'm saying to you does not fit any aspects of Islam, then of course, then you throw it, as one scholar say, you throw it against the wall. You step on it, you throw it away. And take what that person say, or that scholar say, along with the scholar presents their proof. They're not presenting proof of saying what they feel, or what culturally what they do, then that may not be healthy to do, and good for you to do. But the thing is, if they can show proof of what they're talking about, then of course you go with that and forget all that I said. But it's not very beneficial to you. For me, I want to give to you what is benefits you in this world and in the next world. So I want to mention to you, my beautiful students, and that is, I want to give you an example of a hypocrite and the various aspects of a hypocrite. And one of those aspects is something what I've been talking about. So what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that there are four characteristics whoever has them is a pure hypocrite. And so, who is a hypocrite? And whoever has one of his characteristics, he has one of the characteristics of hypocrisy. So what I mean by that? He until he gives up or gives it up. When he speaks, he lies. When he makes a covenant or a promise, he betrays it. When he makes a promise, he breaks it. Or he makes, for example, an agreement, he breaks it. Or he makes a promise, he breaks it. And when he is disputes, he resorts to obscene speech. So we see here is that one of the things, a characteristic of a person who's a hypocrite is when he speaks, he lies. He doesn't tell the truth. You entrust him with something, he's not trustworthy, or she's not trustworthy. And so you have to be very careful that you are not a hypocrite, and also that people that are around you, they are also not hypocrites. And so I want to mention something else pertaining to also hypocrite, is that there are three traits of whoever has them is a hypocrite. When he speaks, he lies. When he is entrusted with something, he betrays that trust. And when he makes a promise, he breaks it. Whoever has one of these traits, then a trait of hypocrisy has not ceased in him until he leaves it. So I just want to mention these things to you all pertaining to telling the truth, the importance to tell the truth, and this is one of the characteristics of a person who is a hypocrite. And so he wants to get away from not telling the truth, always be truthful, and not tell a bunch of falsehood and lying to people. And we don't want to have a trait of a person who is a hypocrite. So when you promise something, they break their promise. When you give them something, then what do? They don't give it back. They betray you. And instead of telling the truth, they lie. And so you want to be away from that. I pray that this particular episode, that it changes you as an individual if you are a person who is a hypocrite or a liar. And so you want to stay away from this kind of behavior, and you can change. Don't let Shaitan convince you or the devil convince you, other people convince you that telling a lie is okay. And don't think that telling a lie to some people is okay, but telling a lie to other people is not okay. Because any faith or any individual that believes this, this is not the belief of a person who is trying to be a trustworthy person. You want to be a trustworthy people, and don't think you can lie to some people, but you cannot lie to other people, okay, or not right to lie to other people. Say people from your tribe or people from your race or from your religion or whatever group that you belong to, that it's not okay to lie to any of them, but it's okay to lie to others outside of your group. This is not a pleasant thing. It's not a healthy thing. And it's something that Allah speaks about, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, that he speaks about and speaks against. So you can change. Take on another characteristic. Become another person. That you don't have to, every time that you open your mouth, you lie. People don't know if you're lying or telling the truth, or you lie so much you'll be known as a liar and people just don't trust you. They won't trust you that you're going to promise to give something back and don't give it back. Then they're going to trust you that what's coming out your mouth is the truth. You know, I'm going to be known as that. That's male or female, it doesn't matter. Child or older person or in between, it doesn't matter. Be a truthful person. Be a person that people know that when a person speaks, he's El Amin, that he is a truthful. He is a truthful individual. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he was always known as a truthful person. Always telling the truth to the people, not lying to the people. And you should be the same way, not lying to the people. I would assume that you don't want to be lied to, and therefore you should not want to lie to other people. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.